Human beings are hardwired to look for meaning in the experience of living our daily lives. It's not enough just to be alive. Men and women, by the obvious design of our human nature, always try to discern the significance of our work and play, of our successes and failures, of our lifetime on this earth. Human beings in every culture and era of history always search for the implications, the moral content connected with our relationships, with what we do, what we feel, how we think. All the great religions of the world, all the philosophies, and all the ideologies constitute an attempt to make sense out of life. Capitalism and Marxism, hedonism and existentialism, nationalism, nihilism, anarchism, Taoism, Buddhism, spiritualism, paganism, Freudians and behavioralists, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all have their specific take on either the meaning or the meaninglessness of the human experience. Humanity is apparently singular in all creation in our capacity for self-consciousness and self-awareness. Humanity always seems to ask the question, why? The so-called wisdom literature of the Old Testament accepted as an essential element of divine revelation by our Catholic Church constitutes a significant body of teaching about that why of humanity. The wisdom books include the book of Job, the book of Proverbs, the book of Wisdom, Ecclesiasticus, or the wisdom of Sirach, and Ecclesiastes, or the wisdom of Koheleth. All these inspired books pose the great human questions, but they sometimes offer rather disconcerting answers. For example, does humanity have rights which God ignores? Or does humanity have needs which only God may expose and only God may finally satisfy? Today's first reading from Ecclesiastes declares, "Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, all things are vanity. What profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun?" The word vanity actually appears 35 times in Ecclesiastes and literally means breath or vapor, indicating something that is transient, even worthless, pointing to the emptiness of putting eternal expectations on any temporal power, property, or possession. In the face of death, pleasure and riches, our toil and all our human effort, even wisdom itself, are described as a kind of chasing after the wind that will finally disappoint all those born with what Koheleth describes as eternity in their hearts. Jesus teaches almost the same profound wisdom lesson in today's gospel reading, according to Luke, in answer to a very human question. A man comes up to Jesus and asks him to intervene in a dispute with his brother over a contested will. Jesus answers with a parable about the landowner who tore down his old barns and built newer and much larger ones to store up all of his vast accumulated possessions. With so many good things packed up and put away, he thought in his heart he was totally safe and self-sufficient for years and years to come. He selfishly planned to eat, drink, and be merry, ignoring the needs of his neighbor and his obligations to God. He believed that mere things could satisfy his human longing. But God himself calls that man a fool, because that very night death would come to him, as one day it will inevitably come to each one of us. As Jesus warned the crowds, guard against all greed, for though you may be rich, life does not consist in possessions. We must always seek those riches that matter to God. Or as St. Paul instructed the Colossians in today's second reading, seek what is above, where Christ is seated. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Put to death the parts of you that are earthly, immorality and impurity, passion and evil desire, and the greed that is really a form of idolatry. It is God who makes us ask questions which he alone can resolve. It is God who gives us needs which he alone can satisfy. It is God who gives us capacities that he alone can empower. Only the riches of grace can finally fill our endless need. Only the eternity of heaven can satisfy our everlasting longing. Only the Word of God can answer our human question. Only in the revelation of God in Jesus Christ may we find the full meaning and significance of our human existence. Each one of us is gifted with a set time for living on this earth, and each one of us is uniquely gifted with certain talents and with a certain amount of wealth or possessions. In the face of the certainty of death, are we really foolish enough to ever believe that we personally own our time, our talent, and our treasure? As the psalmist once sang, even 1,000 years are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a mere watch in the night. So teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Holy wisdom teaches us that we actually own nothing. We do not own our health, our agility. We certainly do not own our youth. We do not own the people we love, spouses, children, neighbors, and friends. We do not own our jobs, our hobbies, and our enthusiasms. And we are not immune to unexpected trouble, to accidents, tornadoes, floods and earthquakes, to terrorism, to wars, to plagues and famines. All these threats and others always have been and always will be a part of our radical human contingency. Only blind fools take life for granted, close their minds to reality, and try to distract their hearts. But Christians have been called out of such foolishness and heartlessness and into a life of wisdom and love. For all those who know the Lord, he is the answer to all our searching questions. He is the meaning of the whole of our lives. So for those who belong to Christ, it isn't depressing to see vanity for what it is, Conversion is a kind of liberation from nonsense and the beginning of grace and peace. More than everyone else in this world, Christians should be able to savor the great gift of life, enjoy all the blessings of this world, and treasure the people who share our existence. Because we face the truth and recognize the wisdom that time is not eternity, we can spend less time chasing after the wind. We can devote ourselves to more time doing the things that matter, like serving God, loving our neighbor, forgiving our enemies, and going the extra mile. Christians of faith are the happiest people alive because they let go of sin that only makes us sad, and they embrace a life of love that only makes us glad. Christians are not possessed by any possession. They are possessed by the very Spirit of the living God. And born again in Christ, they are promised both a hundredfold in this passing world and life and bliss without end in that world that is to come. It's good to remember while we are gathered together at Mass that there is no experience on this earth less a vanity than the Eucharist. The Eucharist is rather truth. It's hardly a breath nor a vapor. It is the opposite of emptiness or worthlessness. The Eucharist is the most real thing on this earth. It is charged with meaning and significance. It matters more than anything else, because at each and every Mass, the Lord's life-giving death, His one perfect sacrifice on the cross, is truly renewed in our midst and substantially made present as our food and drink. And in this banquet of love, we encounter the risen Christ and share holy communion with our God. Through its grace and power, we become new people and are fed for time and for eternity. The Eucharist is also a kind of reality test for everything else in this life. It helps to separate us from nonsense. It reveals the vanities, and it gives us a taste for the truth. One day, in a day that is without end, we will be gathered at our Father's heavenly banquet with all those who have gone before us. We will see our God face to face. We will worship and adore with the angels and the saints, and we will know a beatitude beyond compare. In the Mass, we have already begun to taste and see the surpassing goodness of that eternal eighth day, of that endless, glorious Sabbath, of that life and resurrection that is eternal. This is a possession that will confirm our faith. This is a possession that will fulfill our hope. This is a possession that will perfectly satisfy our love and all and every part of our endless longing.